important stuff.
This is PJ and Sophie with your 9AMZ Lines. In local news, experts from the Australian Medical Association's Queensland branch are warning that proposed changes to state vaping legislation risk legitimising a dangerous product. AMA Queensland has said that the Miles government's proposed amendments to legislation restricting the sale of vapes are unsupported by evidence and promote vaping as an unsafe alternative to clinically proven treatments. AMA Queensland President Dr. Nick Yim has stressed the dangers of vapes containing carcinogens and chemical irritants as a smoking aid. I would not risk prescribing vapes to anyone, he said.
The Miles government officially opened a youth housing complex in Townsville yesterday. Townsville Youth Foyer, which aims to provide emergency housing to Townsville's young, homeless and at-risk population, is one of eight other planned complexes across the state. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles said the initiative comes as a response to Townsville's rapid development and the country's growing housing crisis, with 2021 census data showing that 23% of Australia's homeless population are between the ages of 12 and 24.
In national news, firefighters continue to combat a blaze at a factory in Melbourne's west, which was allegedly sparked by a chemical explosion. 180 firefighters responded to the fire, which first broke out at around 11 a.m. yesterday, and 50 firefighters remain on site working to fully subdue the blaze. No one has been injured or killed by the fire, however, residents in the area are being asked to stay indoors due to large amounts of smoke. Environmental groups are also warning locals to avoid waterways in the area due to water runoff, potentially contaminating local creeks and posing health risks.
Despite material and construction costs continuing to rise since the pandemic, building costs are finally starting to ease. CoreLogic Research Director Tim Lawless says the decrease in residential cost growth was a welcome development in the fight against inflation. However, while timber and metal prices are lowering, labour costs still remain high, and Australia continues to be an expensive place to build on, with costs still 30% higher than they were before the pandemic.
And in international news, American health authorities confirmed a case of bubonic plague in the southwestern United States yesterday. The case was first identified last week following initial testing and was verified by the Department of Public Health and Environment in Pueblo, Colorado, with authorities working to identify the source of infection. The plague, last seen in Australia in 1925, is curable, but America's Centre for Disease Control have warned those affected to seek immediate medical treatment.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be cool and mostly sunny. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a fairly moderate level of 4. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
You know my favourite colours in order.